Jared Norris coming in and Devontae Booker.
Travis, you guys started out very explosive. What was kind of going on at this start of the game? The offense was really running.
We were executing our plays and we were playing fast and we were playing with great confidence. So that's something we got to carry on throughout the whole entire game and just make sure we're staying more consistent.
Yep. Did something change in that second quarter about their schemes, your schemes, or how hard people were competing?
They had a good defense and they're making some plays, so but it's something that our offense, we just got to make sure we execute our part.
Jared, how did you think the defense played
when
they were switching for
Travis? I think we started out pretty good. They started getting us with the fly sweep and the outside run, but, you know, we came in halftime and made adjustments and did what we needed to do.
Jared, did you get a sense that Kalani and Gary really know the defense well and know where to attack it?
I mean, yeah, they've ran the defense before and they know our tendencies. But we didn't really think about that when preparing. We prepare the same way every week. So.
How did it feel to be out there again, Jared, after missing last week's game?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to be back with my brothers. So it was fun.
When did you know you were going to be available for this game?
Probably yesterday. I don't know. I just kind of play by ear, see how it went. So I was just thankful I got to play.
A lot of people have been talking about the coaching familiarity. Is it good for the defense to kind of get one against your old DC and kind of prove that you guys are beyond sort of that point?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a emotional game for everyone on the defense. You know, you care about them, but at the same time, with everything that happened, you know.
My fault.
With everything that happened, you want to, put your best stuff out there against your old coaches. So, yeah, it was an emotional game.
Hey, Devontae, another day, another 100-yard game for you. Will you talk about your work and performance out there today?
First off, my line was blocking good for me tonight. Just had to continue to go out there and run hard every time I got the ball and, make some great things happen with the ball in my hands.
Was it the design to start the game with so many rushes, or was it just they couldn't stop you, so why change?
I think it was just they couldn't stop me, so why change? So pretty much the coaching just kept believing in me and giving me the ball, and I kept making some good things happen.
Anything else for Travis?
Travis, how important was it you to have a good game like today after having the game that you had against USC with the interceptions?
I think it was really big. This game I was just really focused on taking care of the football, but still taking some shots down the field, and I was glad we were able to land a couple towards the end of the game. I definitely had a lot to prove after the performance of the USC game, and I just wanted to come out today and give it my all and just leave everything out on the field.
Reggie, I was wondering, did you guys prepare for both quarterbacks, or did you prepare for Mitchell who played? What was going on there?
Really prepared for number four. We thought he was going to play, but the last minute thing, he didn't. So we was heads up by the guys to be ready. We kind of like talked about 14 being able to play too, so we were prepared for whoever played quarterback.
Hey, Reg, was this your best game as a U?
I don't know. Just trying to get better.
I thought you were pretty good out there. Will you talk about your performance today?
No, I was just locked in, ready to play. Some guys had like some good stuff to say before the game, so I was just really trying to play for everybody on the defense and the offense today.
Bolden and Villeman give you such different looks. How do you kind of prepare for both?
Who?
The receivers
for the state. About corn, you just got to play your technique, so it don't really matter who it is. You just got to watch them and get tendencies and just play your game.
Anything else for Jared or Devontae? Okay, thanks, guys.
Reggie, this is the same question I asked Jared. Did it mean a lot to you personally to go up against some of your old coaches and come out on the right side tonight?
It meant a lot for everybody. Everybody was talking about it, and it was a game that we wanted bad, so it meant a lot to me, too. It meant a lot to the guys. So, yeah.
What'd you kind of see on that play?
We've been working on that play just just seeing if the defense would bite the safeties, and they ended up biting pretty good. So Travis was able to throw a good pass. The line was outstanding with the blocking, and we were able to execute a touchdown. So it was all just a good executed play.
Harris, I see 87 on your arm. Is that for Cialli?
Yes, it is. Yep. So he's one of my best friends, and when he went down, it was hard to see. So I'll wear it on my arm this whole season. You'll see it on my arm. So yeah, it's for Cialli.
I was wondering, that second and third quarters, offense seemed to slow down a little bit. Was that just you guys didn't have the possession, or something changed?
I don't really know what it was. It was just kind of the vibe in the huddle. We needed to pick it up, and we knew that. So I'm just glad that we could pick it up later in the game and get a couple touchdowns and seal the deal.
Anything else from Reggie or Harrison? Okay, thanks, guys.